Best TCG Starter Decks 2026, Flesh and Blood vs. Sorcery vs. Altered, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works, but if you want grid-based strategy without combat or unique Feigal integration, Sorcery and Altered each earn their shot. The TCG market in 2026 isn't Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Magic anymore, it's fractured into smaller, hungrier games building real communities. I've played all three of these systems and they're not pretenders, each has a core idea that actually works. The starter decks reflect that they're not tutorials dressed up as products, they're real decks designed to let you compete immediately even if the meta will eat you alive after a few weeks. The question isn't which TCG is best, it's which system's angle speaks to you. Fast versus slow, direct combat versus positioning, ownership rights versus physical cards. Your deck choice tells the story. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which starter deck should you actually buy first? Sorcery and Altered are still worth your money but for different reasons and with eyes open. Here's the thing the marketing copy won't tell you. These three games are not competing for the same shelf in your brain. Flesh and Blood is a duel you and an opponent trade blows until someone hits zero life. Sorcery is a chessboard with cards you fight over a 5x4 grid of land and position beats power. Altered is a race, no combat at all. You and your rival each push two expeditions across a map until your hero and companion meet. Three verbs: fight, maneuver, race, pick the verb, then pick the deck. I've sleeved and played all three. None of them are tutorials wearing a price tag, but the value math is lopsided once you account for what happens after game 10. Flesh and Blood's pre-con is a real deck forever. Sorcery's 4-pack is the single best way two people can learn a genuinely hard game together. And Altered, I'll be straight with you below, is now a beautiful curiosity rather than a growth bet, and the price reflects it. Read past the rankings before you spend, because in this trio, the cheapest deck is not the safest one. Because the deck you buy today is built to never expire and the company has the receipts to prove it can keep that promise. Silver Age Chapter 3 dropped June 5, 2026, 5 decks, 1 hero each, Blaze, Bolton, Briar, Gravy Bones, and Lieth. No alternate art tax, no buy the singles to be competitive trap. Common, rare, and basic cards only, that ceiling is deliberate and it's why your wallet survives. One correction to the common myth, Silver Age is its own format and it replaced Blitz. It isn't a Blitz variant. Silver Age runs a 40-card main deck plus a 15-card inventory, weapons and equipment, with roughly 35-minute matches, a touch slower and lower powered than Blitz was, but it inherited Blitz's wallet friendliness and added rares back in. If you read older guides telling you to start in Blitz, they're a season behind. The genuinely clever part is rotation. Instead of cards aging out Classic Constructed's Living Legend system, Silver Age benches heroes. Each season the community votes the three least wanted heroes out, plus the dev team benches one of its own choosing, and the more times a hero gets benched, the longer they sit. Second bench equals 2 seasons, third equals 3. Jane, for instance, sat out from February to May 2026. The cards never die, occasionally a hero takes a nap. That's the most new player-friendly rotation design in the genre, full stop. What makes Sorcery the connoisseur's pick? Pedigree and depth. Sorcery, Contested Realm was designed by Eric Olofsson, co-founder of Grinding Gear Games and a creative force behind Path of Exile, together with Nicolas Reynolds, under his studio Eric's Curiosa. That ARPG DNA shows, this is a game obsessed with resource systems and interlocking rules, not flashy single-card power spikes. Here's the secret nobody tells beginners, and it's the whole game: your mana equals the number of sites you control, and sites also carry the elemental affinity that lets you cast anything at all. You build a second deck, the Atlas, your deck of sites, and learning to lay those lands onto the grid in the right order in the right place is where 90 of the skill lives. A spell with an elemental threshold of 2 fire is uncastable until your sites supply 2 fire. The veteran trick: multi-element sites are worth more than their MTG dual land cousins because they push both your mana and your threshold at once. New players lose because they treat sites as filler. They aren't filler, they're the engine. The beta 4-deck box you're buying is the teaching tool. 4 52-card elemental decks, a quick start rulebook, tokens. The meta is alive. Gothic landed December 5, 2025 with 440 cards and Lovecraftian horror themes, and Eric's Curiosa has already teased ready-to-play Frost Mage versus Lavamancer constructed decks. If you like a game you can still be discovering, this is it. Should you still buy into Altered in 2026? I have to be honest with you, because an out-of-date guide would do you real harm here. The Equinox team wound down around May 20 and the official digital services closed June 15, 2026. So why is it still on this list? Because the game is genuinely good, dirt cheap to try, and crucially not actually dead. A community nonprofit, Altered Ray Union Altered Ray, is working alongside the old team and the Board Game Arena crew to keep it playable. The cards still work, the rules still work, and the design is worth seeing once. There's no combat, you pick a hero and a companion and race two expeditions across a map until they meet. Mana is elegant, draw 6 cards, choose 3 to become your mana orbs. The 6 factions, Axiom, Braavos, Lyra, Muna, Ordis, Izmir, each play a coherent strategy out of the box. Buy it as a beautiful artifact and a fun 2-player puzzle. Do not buy it expecting a living tournament scene. What's the real cost to? Get two people playing? Sticker prices lie by omission in this hobby because almost no TCG is playable with a single deck. Here's the honest two-player math. Two people, two real decks, both tournament legal, both with a bonus booster. You can hand a friend the Blaze deck, keep Briar, and have a genuine match in 15 minutes of reading. Nothing else to buy ever unless you want to. Yes, it's the priciest entry per individual deck, but you're not buying one deck, you're buying four balanced elemental decks plus the rulebook and tokens that actually teach the grid. For two players who want to learn together and rotate matchups, this is the correct unit. Bamper dollar to simply try a game, altered. Ready to brawl pair, flesh and blood. Best teaching bundle, sorcery. Match the spend to the goal and none of these is a bad buy. Which game fits the way your brain works? This is the question that actually decides it, so be honest about your own wiring. Buy flesh and blood if you think in tempo and trades. You like reading your opponent, calculating exact damage, and a format that won't yank the rug out from under you. Fab rewards discipline, knowing when to block, when to take the hit, when to go for the kill. The conservative design philosophy, a complete system on day one, no rotation anxiety, is a feature, not a limitation. It's the choice for the player who wants a stable game to master rather than chase. Buy sorcery if you think in space and sequencing. If you enjoyed Go, chess variants, or the resource puzzle side of Path of Exile more than the gambling rush of pack cracking, this is your game. Position and timing are separate levers here, and pulling them in the right order is deeply satisfying. The catch is patience. The meta moves and you'll be wrong about cards for a while before you're right. That's the fun if you're built for it. Buy Altered if you want a calm, combat-free puzzle and you appreciate good design as an object. It's the most relaxing of the three, a race, not a knife fight, and the lowest stakes way to own something genuinely novel. Just go in knowing it's a finished, community-tended game, not a frontier. The puzzle crowd that got tired of complexity arms races will find a lot to love in one elegant, complete box. How healthy is each game seen right now? Competitive infrastructure is where these three games genuinely diverge, and it should weigh heavily if you ever want to play strangers for prizes. Flesh and Blood is the clear leader. Legend Story Studios runs a real organized play pyramid, local armory nights, monthly-ish regional events, and world tour stops with actual prize support, spread across retailer networks on multiple continents. The Silver Age deck you buy today will be legal in those events for the foreseeable future, benching aside. If I want to walk into a store next month and play in a sanctioned event is on your list, this is the only reliable yes of the three. Sorcery is small but seriously engaged. You won't find a tournament every weekend, but Eric's Curiosa runs organized play, the community is unusually thoughtful, more deck-building theory threads than power creep complaints, and new sets keep the conversation alive. The hand-painted prestige and the wild alpha secondary market also mean the game has collector gravity holding it in orbit. Healthy, niche, and growing on its own terms. Altered's official scene has ended, that's the plain truth after the March 2026 shutdown. What remains is community-run, the Altered Reunion nonprofit and the Board Game Arena player base keeping casual and online play going. If you're in a big metro with an active Discord, you can absolutely still find games. If you're remote and need sanctioned events, this isn't your game in 2026. Buy it to enjoy, not to grind. Final verdict. The TCG space in mid-2026 is healthier than it's been since the early 2000s. Three games, three different philosophies, all shipping real products and growing real communities. Flesh and Blood wins on execution and stability. The deck works immediately and the format doesn't change. Sorcery and Altered are the bets on different kinds of play, and they're both worth a shot if you're bored with direct combat. The question isn't whether they're good, they're all solid. The question is which one's philosophy feels right to you, that's the actual choice. Frequently asked questions, is a starter deck enough to actually compete? Yes, but context matters. Flesh and Blood's Silver Age precons are tournament legal, period. You'll lose to experienced players, but you won't lose because your deck is half broken. Sorcery and Altered precons are learning tools that become sideboards after you've played 10 games. If you want to compete in Sorcery or Altered, buy two starter decks and build from there. Which TCG is least likely to die in 2 years? Flesh and Blood. The game has strong retailer networks on three continents and actual tournament play with monthly regional events. Legend Story Studios has built sustainable infrastructure for the game. Sorcery and Altered are younger and stable but not guaranteed. That said, both have real players and real meta games happening now. Can I play these games solo or with one deck? Flesh and Blood, yes. Blitz supports one player learning against a friend's precon. Sorcery and Altered, no, you need two decks minimum, one per player. The games are designed for head-to-head play. What's the deal with Altered's digital ID system? Every Altered card has a unique digital ID stored in a QR code registry on secured servers, tied to your ownership. You can print a tournament legal proxy and it counts as the real card because the ID is what matters. This solves counterfeiting and ownership disputes and it's the first TCG to actually pull it off. Which one should a total beginner buy? Flesh and Blood Silver Age, no question. Simplest rules, fastest games, most stable format, and your deck is legal for tournaments. If you want to learn with a partner, Sorcery's 4-pack is designed for that. Altered is the pick only if you hate combat mechanics and want digital ownership. Are these decks good investments? Flesh and Blood, yes, if you hold them sealed for 2 years. Silver Age cards hold value. Sorcery and Altered, no, both are growth phase games. Card values are unstable and the meta is still being written. Buy them to play, not to hodl.